shit about it. That way it's all open.
Ryan considered the offer. Fine. We eat first.
Oh, can't we go? Please, let's go now.
Joaquin's eyes opened wider with interest.
What's the problem, little lady?
Yeah, Emma. What?
Nothing. I can't cope with being inside buildings for too long. It's a panic sort of a feeling.
Surely another hour won't fret you too much, will it? Unless there's another reason.
Jack put his arm around Emma.
You'll be all right. Start to eat, then go.
It's just that I have a strong feeling about...
That's enough. I'm hungry. We're all hungry. So let's cut out all the talk and sit down to it.
As they sat down, the young woman passed close behind Ryan's chair, dipping her head to mutter to him.
Stone and water, but this is a dark day.
Baron Sharp appeared before the first food was brought to the long table. He was wearing a black silk shirt, unbuttoned, over a pair of ancient stonewashed jeans, tucked into low-heeled western boots of dark maroon gator skin. His cold, milky eyes turned first to Ryan.
Dressed for a trip outside into the hole?
If it's all right with you, Baron. We figure you've been hospitable to us, and we'd like to move on.
Have we repaid the debt we owed for the saving of that clumsy fool Morgan? What do you say, Joaquin?
Done enough, Baron.
Sharp helped himself from a black iron cauldron filled almost to the brim with cooling, leathery, unsalted scrambled egg, piling some salsa on the side, and taking two rashers of fatback bacon and half a dozen links of pork sausage.
Weather'll be bad.
Air feels heavy.
Real bad.
How do you know, Baron?
Sharp paused, with a forkful of egg halfway to his mouth.
Well, I got a tank of muty prairie dogs. Midgets. Go apeshit when bad weather's in the way, or quake. Visited them this morning, and they were tearing each other apart. Fur and skin and blood everywhere. So it'll either be a big quake or a triple evil storm.
Emma, trying to cover her fear, had become preoccupied with the meal, her eyes never leaving her plate of grits, fried tomatoes, and a pair of sunny-side eggs. But a part of her mind had been listening to what was being said.
Tornado!
Joaquin noticed what Emma had said, and Ryan's heart sank. He reached toward the sixth hour, seeing that J.B., Jack, and Christy had also picked up on the flaring danger signal.
I'm sorry?
Said that it would be a big tornado.
Really?
Sure.
Not a quake.
Yeah, it could be a quake, couldn't it, Emma?
Emma suddenly dropped her mug of coffee, spilling it all over the cloth.
By stone, I wasn't thinking, Ryan, sorry.
Now Sharp was becoming seriously interested.
What are you sorry about, lady?
Spilling my coffee, making such a stoop mess.
But you said you were sorry to Ryan rather than to me. Were you upset by the lady ruining my cloth, Carter?
Ryan couldn't come up with a quick answer. The light of suspicion was riding high in the Baron's eyes, and Ryan knew that this was one of those razor-edge moments.
Your prairie dogs figure it for a big quake, Baron? That would be a hot pipe. Never been in a big shaker.
Well. Quakes bore me, so do storms. If you all want to go and get yourselves torn apart by the ravening forces of nature, then who am I to try and stop you?
Sharp went on with his meal, then paused a moment.
Best you leave quickly. But tell Joaquin where you're going in case it becomes our turn to rescue you.
Sure thing, Baron.
Christy wanted to get as close as they could to the actual center of Washington Hole, where the new cost had its unholy spawning. Joaquin was insistent on knowing their plans.
You heard Baron Sharp. The hole's one of the toughest places in all Deathland. Shanties and ruined suburbs of the old Superville. All kinds of muties hanging around underneath the stones. And most of the norms will slit your gizzard soon as look at you. Whole family got butchered the other day just because the old man was carrying a Randall knife on his belt.
Ryan nodded.
Trouble is, we don't really know what our plans are. Just to take a look around.
Not good enough, Carter. Sharpie might send me out with an armed patrol to make sure you all do like he said. He wouldn't want any of you to get hurt. No way, Jose.
We'll likely skirt the Potomac Lake. See how near we can get to the center of the old Ville of Washington.
Before your rad counters go screaming off the top end of the scale.
Joaquin grinned.
I'd say that the heat of the crater, most of which is like rippled, jagged black glass, is probably the hottest hot spot you'll ever see.
How long?
Much over a half hour and you get sick. Teeth drop out and gums bleed and hair falls out. Shit, Ryan, I don't have to tell you, do I?
No, I guess you don't.
So take care out there.
Baron's gonna have us tracked anyway, isn't he?
You might say that, Outlander. But you can't expect me to comment on it now, can you?
Ryan led his friends and Emma out of the Ville a little after 8 in the morning. Josh Morgan shook hands with all of them, embracing Ryan in a bear hug, using the chance to whisper in his ear.
The women in the kitchen said Emma spilled her guts. Tornado, she said. Loud and clear. She's likely a doomy. Lit Sharpie's fuse good and proper. You'll be followed at a distance by Joaquin.
Is there gonna be trouble?
The beard was scratching Ryan's cheek.
Baron likes to be sure. Day passes without a tornado, then you walk safe away. Otherwise, watch your backs.
I appreciate it, Josh.
Just remember it.
Morgan moved back to join the other SecMen on guard by the main gates to the Ville complex, waving a hand as they walked away. Ryan didn't mention what the man had told him. There'd be time enough for that if the weather took the turn that Emma had predicted for them at breakfast. The weather was an odd mix of a chill breeze and overpoweringly humid air. The early morning sky was a strange sulfurous color, the deep yellow overlaid with high streaks of crimson. The wind was constantly veering, coming in gusts from the north at one moment, then driving in from the southeast. Emma's mouth was twitching with nerves, but she didn't say anything until they were a good quarter mile away from the Ville.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm so sorry.
Ryan grinned and put his arm around her. He could feel her trembling.
Don't worry, Emma. It'll be fine.
Joaquin stayed 300 yards behind them, riding his stallion at a slow walk, the reins trailing. He had 3 SecMen with him.
They're getting to be like an itch you can't scratch. Why not call them close and use the Stire? They only got muskets. Chill them easy.
No reason for that. Visibility's good enough. We can see them just as well as they can see us. Take the broad view, Jack.
What do you mean?
2 possibilities. No tornado, they'll finally let it be and ride away.
If there is a tornado?
Ryan looked up at the darkening sky.
Well, if there is, and it looks like it might just happen, then you have to ask yourself, what do they plan to do?
Ride in and take Emma away. No, I don't think so.
Nor me. We got them outnumbered and outgunned. They can wait and watch, that's all.
They entered a place where the nuke blasting had been less severe. From a hillside, it had been possible to look out toward the center of the Washington Hole, the square miles that had been the throbbing and vibrant heart of the great capital of the United States, the center of the most powerful democratic country in all the world. It was as people had described it.
Blasted wasteland. In olden days, they would have pulled down every wall, stone by stone, plowed the ground, and seeded it with salt so that nothing would ever grow there again.
Red counter showing orange into red. Not a place to linger.
Ryan looked up at the sky, which seemed to be growing more menacing every minute.
Might start thinking about getting some cover. Could be that Emma's right.
Can't we go back to the redoubt and jump out of here again, Dad?
Soon, son.
Emma looked across at Dean.
You'll be miserable through most of the long separation, Dean. But it won't last forever.
Jack tapped her on the arm.
Dean and Ryan already been separated. You see in the past, Emma.
She stared at him, struggling to focus.
No. Definitely future.
The suburb of Old Washington was relatively untouched. Usually such places would have been turned into the epicenter of shantytowns and pest holes. But it was immediately obvious why this place was shunned by norms. During the quakes, rivers and streams were often diverted. Here in outer Washington, they had run together, breaking through shattered storm drains and sewers until the whole region was underlaid by a swamp of brackish, slow-moving sludge that filled the cellars and basements and oozed out into the first floors of many of the buildings. The sky had become like pewter, menacing, with banks of black clouds that swirled around as though propelled by some life of their own. Ryan glanced behind, trying to spot Joaquin and the Sec Patrol, but they had vanished into the maze of